The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The monthly public meeting of what was then Douglas Town Council, held in January 1911, was unlike any to take place before or since. Usually such meetings are conducted with propriety and decorum under parliamentary rules. There can be heated exchanges between members when controversial matters are on the agenda, but that is as far as it goes. It was all quite different, however, when the meeting in question was held, and the proceedings ended, as the newspapers of the day reported, in scenes of wild disorder and utter confusion, with the police being called in to sort things out. One member caused all the trouble. Councillor William J. Ashburner was an interesting man in many ways. When he stood for election successfully in Hills Ward in 1910, he was 71 and well-to-do. His nomination papers gave his occupation as gentleman, and he lived in a fine residence called Ruskinville at Little Switzerland in Douglas. He was also notable for being one of the first motor car owners in the Isle of Man. What caused him to disrupt the council meeting was the plan for the corporation to buy the Villa Marina estate from the trustees of the late Henry Bloom Noble, whose residence it had been, so that the present Villa Marina could be built on it. Councillor Ashburner was all against the purchase idea. He felt the estate should be gifted to the town. And when the matter came to a head when the council met for their monthly meeting in January 1911, he stood up at the outset and announced that he wanted to propose an amendment to a minute from the previous meeting referring to the villa. This was not proper procedure. Council minutes were usually accepted and they were not open to amendment. But Councillor Ashburner had his amendment readily drafted, and he stood up and began to read it. The Deputy Mayor, Alderman Robert Corlett, was in the chair, and he ordered Councillor Ashburner to sit down, but he was ignored. Councillor Ashburner went on reading his amendment over and over again. It was a filibuster, and a pretty tiresome one at that. Members now began banging their desks in protests, and there were calls for Councillor Ashburner to be removed. Some walked out of the chamber. Others demanded that the police should be called to deal with him. But Councillor Ashburner just droned on and on. By now the police had been sent for, and an officer by the name of Constable Kringle marched into the chamber and asked Councillor Ashburner to come outside with him. By this time the meeting was in uproar, but Councillor Ashburner stood his ground. He told PC Kringle, "No, I am not coming outside. Young man, you had better leave me alone." It was the last straw. The Deputy Mayor abruptly left the chair, and the meeting came to a sudden, untidy conclusion. In the event, Councillor Ashburner was not arrested, but he accepted the inevitable. He gave up and made his way out as well, and the proposed purchase of the Villa Marina estate by the corporation went through as planned. There seems to have been nothing more heard from Councillor Ashburner on the matter, and in 1913, when he was due to seek re-election to the council, he stood down. But what a man he must have been, and how I wish I'd known him! Meanwhile, I wonder what became of Constable Kringle.